MP3s and NPCs.
Hello, humanity. Go Metro. This is MP3s and NPCs, music and gaming for you and me. My name is Terrence Breyer.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to talk about gaming, anime, play music. You know how it is. You're here for the first time. This is what we do. So, yeah, here we go. Pokemon Day was Tuesday, and as expected, a ton of Pokemon announcements were made. The biggest announcement was the new title, Pokemon Legends ZA, which is slated for a 2025 release on the Nintendo Switch. A synopsis for the game reads, an exciting new adventure awaits players within Lumis City, where an urban redevelopment plan is underway to shape the city into a place that belongs to both people and Pokemon. Pokemon Legends ZA looks to be some sort of management title where you use Pokemon to help build the town. Sounds fun. This follows Pokemon Legends Arceus as a different offering in the Pokemon series. You weren't trying to be a Pokemon master in Arceus. You were simply doing research by filling out the Pokédex. You know, filling out the Pokédex was really something optional in the mainline series. Excited to hear more news about Pokemon Legends ZA very soon. It's time for some music from Aria. The Canadian synthpop artist recently announced a UK tour with Inertia and Blacklight Ascension. This is the song Battle Cry from their latest studio album, This Is My Battle Cry. Check it out. Another big announcement from Pokemon Day was the reveal of Pokemon Trading Card Game Pocket, which is another mobile phone version of the beloved Pokemon Trading Card Game. The trading card game has had mobile ports in the past, including 2011's Pokemon Trading Card Game Online, which was also on PC. This game will launch later this year as a free-to-start app. Every day, players will be allowed to open 2 free packs of cards. Battles will be much quicker thanks to streamlined rules. You'll think Marvel Snap with how those battles go very quickly. This will be developed in a collaboration with Creatures Inc., the creators of the Pokemon Trading Card Game, and Dino Co., which are partners in the development of Pokemon Masters X. More news about this mobile game will be revealed very soon. Time to jump back into the music with some Golfer. The Canadian indie rock band just released their new studio album, Third Wind, this week on Top Shelf Records. This is the track Heart Shape from the new release. Check it out, Golfer with Heart Shape. On Tuesday, I was invited to the launch party of Avenged Sevenfold's new VR concert, which is powered by Amaze VR. This was my first time diving into the VR thing. I never really had a desire to try it out, but the VR concert was absolutely amazing. Witnessing the band so close to me was terrifying at times, but the experience was overall brilliant. Obviously, fans of Avenged Sevenfold will get a kick out of this VR concert, which is out right now. In fact, select fans got to attend the launch party and got to get the first glimpse of the concert before it went live to the public. Avenged Sevenfold's vocalist M Shadows actually came out to try surprising some of these fans while they were wearing the headsets, but they were too busy with the VR concert to notice. Speaking of M Shadows, I managed to have a sit down interview with the vocalist for a bit to talk about the VR concert. Take a listen.
So Avenged Sevenfold have been involved in, you know, video games, with licensing their music, making music for video games. What got you into VR?
Actually, I've been using a VR headset for a few years now. And initially it was just curiosity, just seeing what was going on. And we were playing some PGA golf games in there and going to some, you know, kind of metaverse-esque parties and hanging out with some friends. And so when this whole opportunity came, we actually made a VR music video on this record about a year ago. And then when this whole opportunity came, we were interested in it, but we wanted to make sure it was a great team and that was going to be done right, right? Because sometimes stuff looks a little pre-baked. And once we had checked out Amaze VR, we knew that was going to be the ticket.
What was it like choosing the set list for the VR performance? I know, like, they usually have like 4 songs. You normally have like 15 songs we play live. A lot of fan favorites. What was it like choosing what songs to have on the?
Yeah, I think it's, I think we were pretty safe with it. You know, we're obviously promoting a new record, and the new record also very much plays into the concept of what we want to creatively express at this point. So we wanted to do 2 new songs, and we wanted to do 2 songs that are staples in our set list that obviously are fan favorites, or at least the most well-known. So we picked Hail to the King and Nightmare, as well as Mattel and Nobody from the new record, just to give a little bit of the whole discography of Avenged. It's hard when you have 8 records over 25 years, but those are the 4 that we decided felt current, but also had like our foot in the nostalgia as well.
And what was it like filming the event?
It wasn't so bad, but, you know, now seeing the full product, it's a learning curve, right? So I would do some things a little different, and I think the band would too. But I think having Lance really direct us and make us aware of some of the pitfalls we were maybe falling into, or maybe some of the things that we wanted to be aware of, really trying to paint a picture of what the finished product would look like and what we wanted, where we wanted to be looking. And we didn't want to be looking off screen at, you know, teleprompters, or even when you're off screen, you're not really out of the view of the person watching. So he, having a good director was like really, really important. So we were kind of trusting him, and then it was kind of like shooting a music video, but also understanding that one take was going to be the thing that people saw. So very interesting and a little different, and we learned a lot.
Getting back into the music with Flung, the Oakland experimental electronic pop artist will deliver their new studio album All Heartbeat on April 5th via Get Better Records. This is their new single, Crescent. When it comes to the song, the artist said, "I found the sample that Crescent is built around while revisiting voice memos taken on walks during the shaky recording process in April 2020. This track speaks to looseness and fresh air, recursive sounds wafting from neighbors' cars, and a fleeting glimpse at the moon. Check it out, Flung with Prison. I'm gonna go get some more. X-Men 97 is coming out soon on Disney Plus, and Arcade 1UP will celebrate with their own X-Men 97 arcade machine. This machine will feature a plethora of popular Marvel games from the past: Marvel vs. Capcom, Marvel vs. Capcom 2, Marvel Super Heroes vs. Street Fighter, X-Men vs. Street Fighter, Marvel Super Heroes, X-Men Children of the Atom, and X-Men Mutant Apocalypse will be included. Aside from local two-player action, you'll be able to compete with players online. Pre-orders for this arcade machine are live right now for $499. Pre-orders will start shipping in April. I played a lot of these games back in middle school. Absolute bangers. Still hoping for a lot of these games to make their return to console, PC via some sort of a collection. Exciting time to be an X-Men fan right now. Getting back into the music with Anna. The Australian symphonic metal band will unveil their new EP, The Art of Letting Go, on March 29th via Eclipse Records. This is their new single, Ouroboros. Give this a listen. Anna with Ouroboros. The Crunchyroll Anime Awards is going down this Saturday in Japan. The event will celebrate the best in anime over the past year. Lots of great shows being nominated. My personal favorite, Bocchi the Rock, is up for Anime of the Year, Best New Series, and Best Director. Chainsaw Man, which took off when it was released, has the most nominations that night with 25. A slew of presenters will be at the ceremony, including Megan Thee Stallion, Iman Vellani, and Porter Robinson. A handful of musical performances will also be present, including a performance from Yoasobi and an exclusive live stream performance from Shing O2, Oma, and Spin Master A1, performing Samurai Champloo's opening song Battle Cry in commemoration of the show's 20th anniversary. The Crunchyroll Anime Awards will be live streaming on both Crunchyroll's Twitch and YouTube channels. If you're on the East Coast, the event starts at 4 a.m. West Coast people will have the event go live at 1 a.m. Should be an amazing time. Yay, anime. The final song from this episode comes from the Shadow Majlis. The Toronto act recently delivered their debut album, The Departure, which features guest appearances from Bauhaus, The Missing, Daka Braka, and more. This is their song, The Way Home. Check it out.
It's time to say goodnight. It's time to lay down your head. It's time to go to bed. It's time to hold baby. It's time to say your prayers. It's time to turn out the light. It's time to say good night. It's time. It doesn't have to be like this.
It's time.
It doesn't have to be so unfair.
It's time.
I didn't know you'd take my heart.
It's time.
I didn't know I'd be so scared.
It's time.
I didn't know that this would be our last.
It's time.
I didn't know what you were trying to say.
It's time.
I didn't know that this could break. And as you turn out
Thank you for listening to another edition of the MP3s and NPCs podcast. Hope you enjoy the music. Hope you enjoy the news. Until next time, humanity.